Gavin, just start with you. What a season at the start of the year. You could scarcely have dreamt the way it's panned out.
Yeah, it just went really well, to be fair. Obviously, with Finn Harps in the league, we probably wanted to get playoffs, obviously, and we didn't get it. But listen, we'll go again next year. And then internationally, obviously, had a good few camps with Ireland, so no, it was really good. And then obviously, to top it off at the end of the season, the World Cup. Yeah, hard to beat playing for your country at the World Cup. So yeah, it's a really proud moment.
And just out in Qatar, tell us about, you know, the matches that you were involved. The heat, first of all, how big an issue was that?
Yeah, it was tough playing heat, to be fair, but we had a lot of camps before in hot countries, so I think our preparation leading into the World Cup was really good, so I think we were all prepared. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad, to be fair.
And Josh, great to have been there, experienced that. What was the highlight for you out there?
I suppose making your World Cup debut, like, it's hard to top that. Like, I suppose it's a moment everyone dreams of, is playing in the World Cup but on the world stage. Like, so definitely was just making the debut for your country. Like, it was very, very special. Like.
And for Harps during the year, it was a bit of a sort of a topsy-turvy season, but no doubt next year you'll want to go on and push harder.
Yeah, look, I suppose the aim was playoffs. Like, we would have hoped to have got it bit closer to them, like, but yeah, look, we'll regroup now, get a good pre-season under our belt and push on now for next year. Like,
and the first division, it is so competitive, and of course money going to certain clubs, that helps, but from a Hearts perspective, it's great seeing so many young guys like yourself breaking through to the first team.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I suppose we'd all push each other on almost, and just seeing more and more young boys get debuts throughout the season, like, it's definitely a big motivating factor, like, to just help you keep going throughout the season, and knowing that you'll be given that opportunity if you work hard enough for it. Like.
And Corey, well done to you also. A year to remember, and maybe starting with Harps. Harps had quite a few goalkeepers in between the sticks during the year, including yourself. So when you look back on the season, anything in particular stand out?
Making my debut was definitely one of them. The experience down in Athlone that day, I didn't really expect it to come as quick as it did, but I want to say thanks to Oisin and Lorenzo for pushing me all year, and Curry, Eamon Curry, for pushing me too to get better and where I am now.
Yeah. And what about the whole goalkeeping side of things? It's different because you've got your own coaches and you're involved differently. So tell us a little bit about that, even here at Harps.
Yeah, it's completely different than what the outfield players are at, but we stick together however many's there, and we push each other to keep getting better and better, and that's what happens.
And before you joined Harps, tell us about younger age, other clubs before here.
I didn't play much soccer underage. I was more hurling football, but I played for Erm Wanderers in town, until under 14-11, then Conor Clark took me into Harps, so I was delighted when I got called into Harps, and here I am now.
Yeah, and great to be for the club to have three people who are selected for the World Cup and an under 17 level. Looking to next year, any particular aspirations?
Definitely make playoffs or even get into the Premier Division, definitely. But we'll be pushing for it this year. Last year didn't end the way we wanted to, but we'll come back next year stronger, definitely.
And just back briefly to you, Gavin. And back to the League of Ireland scene, it's going to be difficult to get up there and challenge, but the fact that the way the league is structured and the fact that fifth place can get into a playoff, and we saw it this year, but like the likes of Treaty and Bray, I mean, it can go right down to the wire, so it's important you get a good start.
Yeah, 100%, good start's always important in anything you do. But no, it's a really tight league, to be fair, so no, we have full belief in one another that we can do it. Like, why not? We have good enough players, we have good enough staff, we have unbelievable fans, obviously, as you see when you play the games, which help you so much. So hopefully we can have a good season and get into the playoffs, because I don't see why we can't.
And Josh, just from a training point of view, aside from the out on the pitch, just tell us a bit about these days, the whole strength and conditioning and that side of things, and diet, because there's a lot more than meets the eye.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, look, I suppose it's a very physical league, like, so as good as you could be skillfully, you have to be physically ready for it too. Like, so I suppose it's very important to take your pre-season and off-season serious and hit the gym 3-4 nights a week, like, just so you're in good enough condition then for the start of the league.
And finally, Corey, there's a lot of travel involved, just even with Harps. You can be all over the country. You can be home off a bus and then maybe onto something else almost immediately. So that requires a lot of commitment.
Yeah, definitely. But that's commitment you have to work with, and you have to do it, and that's it.
Yeah. And tell me, these guys here, what are they like abroad? Are they all right to be with?
Oh, they're not too bad, I'd say.